Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts.
Well, Pat, we hear from our listeners, and it's quite interesting, sort of the cornucopia of folks out there in the audience, everything from folks already at retirement who tune in to receive insights and information about how to properly manage their retirement dollars, to folks that are just getting started, other people that perhaps are married in the middle of their working career and have never taken the time to really sit down and develop a financial plan. They're not yet really certain how they're going to make it at retirement. For those folks, maybe you can spend some time today, Pat, taking a look at how to develop a financial strategy or a financial plan.
Well, we probably have the ingredients in our house somewhere, Craig. In the bottom kitchen drawer is one statement, and the top bedroom drawer in your sock drawer is another statement.
You've been going through my house again, haven't you?
Your stock certificates are between the mattress. You have a lockbox with a couple gold bars and grandma's ring and maybe a deed. In the garage, in that hidden place behind the 2x4s, when my grandfather died, my grandmother found a whole bunch of money in the garage behind some 2x4s. My point is we've got things strewn about. God forbid we die tomorrow, our family would be in complete disarray. But more importantly, let's hope for a long-lasting life. And we want to put together kind of a roadmap, a financial plan that documents all these various pieces. For all clients, prepare a financial plan, which is an inventory of all of our assets, all our liabilities. Kind of an eye-opener, Craig, and many times it's enlightening to the client. It's like the first time they've ever looked at these numbers.
It sounds like, Pat, one of the most important key first steps is to gather all this information together, wherever you have it located or hidden or strewn about the house, related to not just where your assets might be, but your liabilities as well. How much money do you owe on the house? How much money is owed on the car payments? Really get that sense of what your assets are, what your liabilities are, as that all-important first step when they come in, perhaps, and sit down for a one-on-one meeting, working toward developing a long-term financial plan.
The other thing I have to mention is many prospects who come in for that no-cost, no-obligation consultation, the stock certificates, which are negotiable securities, are many times not put in lockboxes, just kind of tucked away somewhere. And if they're lost, that money is gone. Clients walk in with folded envelopes that contain some very valuable stock certificates worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, just kind of casually tossed about in with your PG&E bills and your Blue Cross and Blue Shield bills. Oh, by the way, what is this? They bring out a stock certificate worth a lot of money. And here we are with some very important elements that can direct and drive a financial plan one way or the other. Caution listeners to be very careful. You don't want to lose statements. There's not somebody that's going to call you tomorrow and say, hey, Craig, you know, they just don't make those calls.
All right. So once we've gathered together all that important information of our assets and our liabilities, what's the next important step, Pat, when it comes toward developing a plan toward retirement?
Really want to look at the assets and understand the risk levels, certainly. Do you have a lot of overlapping risk? Do you have too much in stocks or too much in bonds? Does it still fit your appetite for risk? Given your age today, well, what kind of risk levels should you take? And are they the right sectors of the market, given where the economy is today? We talked talk about don't invest and forget, it really speaks to what sectors are your monies in today and are they participating in this wonderful market that we're having. And that includes, by the way, Craig, old 401ks, old IRAs at the bank, you have a Roth at the credit union. Assets kind of strewn about. So you want to gather your assets together and put together a net worth statement. So clearly assets are the first primary ingredient. And then you look at your liabilities. What kind of mortgage debt do you have? Do you have Visa, MasterCard debt? Do you have a car loan? Do you have a boat loan? Do you have a motorcycle loan? And we want to look at what does that debt look like? Look at your net worth statement, both assets and liabilities, and then build a roadmap to how to improve on either the asset growth or shrinking the liability side, review of how to drive the debt number down and the asset number up.
Now, many of us watched our parents and our grandparents successfully retire, perhaps on a pension or Social Security alone. But that in recent years has changed dramatically, and many baby boomers really need to consider what they're going to do in addition to their Social Security check in order to retire.
And hopefully the answer, Craig, is not, I'm going to work until I'm 87 years old. We'd like to at least slow things down. Maybe our health will not even allow us to work beyond what used to be considered normal. I mean, this age of 65, you know, guess what? Our health is allowing us to work longer, and we're getting value out of working, not just for money anymore. We frequently are in a position to work because we enjoy it. A lot of my clients enjoy working and don't necessarily need the money, but they enjoy the social experience and the value they're adding to people's lives. And so it really is a way to evaluate not only income management, but time management also comes into play, Craig.
Time management, that often is a big barrier for many investors today. They simply don't have the time to sort of mind the store, so to speak, and so they take the autopilot approach. They maybe establish a 401k at work or set up an IRA, start setting money aside, they've bought a plan here or there, and then it's been years since they've gone back and revisited the performance of those plans. How dangerous is that?
Well, it's dangerous, and guess what? It's very common. Sadly, people are very diligent and studious in saving money, but they may not be passionate or interested enough to redeploy where those dollars are going. And so to redirect, to adjust that portfolio as often as we need to based on changing market conditions. Don't invest and forget simply says what was a good idea last quarter maybe a terrible idea this quarter. Large company stocks sometimes are very favorable, and sometimes small company stocks or bonds or mortgages or utilities or emerging markets is sometimes the preferred place to have our clients' monies. And so many times if you're an engineer, if you're a doctor, you're a plumber, you're a teacher, you're very passionate about the work you do, and you may not have any passion in readjusting your portfolio. It's not a question of being smart enough to, you just don't have the time or the energy or the passion to reflect on where the markets are going today. And that's where we want to grow the money in good markets and preserve it in declining markets.
And that really is critically important because, as you point out, Pat, so often folks just simply don't have the time, or perhaps, Pat, don't have a sense of confidence in the decisions that they might make related to the purchase of stocks and bonds and their appetite for risk and what exactly is a good balanced portfolio for them. And then to sit there and to invest the time weekly, monthly, managing the performance of that portfolio.
Craig, I think you hit it right on the head. It's really the confidence. It's not a question of intelligence. It's the confidence that they have today to make those reallocations. And we end up procrastinating. And meanwhile, market sectors come and market sectors go in terms of how favorable they are today. And sadly, a lot of listeners come in and they come in. It's like confession. I have to admit, I invested and forgot. I wanted to do it, but you know, I was tired at 9 o'clock at night when I finally sat down to watch a half an hour of the news. And you're not going to sit there and figure out, okay, should I move my money from large caps to small caps or to bond funds? You got to do it with a fresh mind. And first thing in the morning, you're off running to work, or weekends, you've got a lot of activities going on. And so it tends to be the last thing you do, or you don't do it at all.
Now, if folks would like to schedule one of those financial life checkups, what does it cost for that?
Craig, there's a whopping cost of $0. It's a public service. We like to bring good ideas to our listeners. And guess what? In most cases, after that free financial checkup, you can many times find ways and improve performance, improve it from so many angles, because in many cases, either provide some value to that listener, confident that many of those listeners who come in will see some value services.
To take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review that Pat spoke of just a moment ago, why not call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE? That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Easier still, you can schedule your appointment conveniently online by going to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. In addition to scheduling your appointment online, you'll also find a number of resources available through the Investor Education tab, including articles and topics such as what we've discussed today on the program. Again, that's don'tinvestandforget.com to get more information or to schedule your complimentary appointment in any of the Bay Area offices. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Fitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.